Hey guys, welcome back to the Creator Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. This is episode 10. I wanted to talk about 7 steps of finding the art through the process of creating products to solve human problems. Because isn't that the goal? The products that grow with us respect the human need to be efficient and practical, right? Companies like Apple, Cadillac, P&G, Delta, Microsoft, Honda, Sam's Club, Tommy Hilfiger, Hanes, Ralph Lauren, Levi's, Wrangler, etc. All of these companies have been around for decades, okay? They have different products, different names, and they know what customer is going to buy what product and why. Whether it's the price, whether it's the quality, whether it's how many they get in a pack, they know who their customer is and they know how to sell and market to their customer. When you create a product, no matter if it's a product people wear, a product people use, a product people drive, a product people clean other things with, they want to know why they have to buy that product, what's going to keep them buying that product, and why are they picking this product over other brands and places, right? So there's a few questions that all creators think through when they're creating a product or developing a service. Number one, what is it that I'm creating? Number two, what is the issue I'm trying to solve when I create this? Number three, what 3 things do we need to achieve in this product? Number four, what's the process for us going through testing this idea? Number five, what products are my competition? Number six, what supplies do we need to create this product? And number seven, what will I sell it at to make a profit? Okay? Now, with all of those questions said and given, I'm going to go in some detail as to what we're thinking about when we answer those questions. Because people in different demographics buy brands. They buy for smart reasons that pertain to their lifestyle or how much they make or what they need. People who want quality buy and wear quality. People who just want anything will be quicker to leave a brand, go to the next brand, go to the next store, buy the next vehicle, and use it for whenever it breaks down and they can't use it anymore. People who want quality want something to last over a longer period of time so they don't have to keep rebuying it. And what happens is when you go for quantity and not quality is you end up spending more, you end up using more of your time, and you end up a bit more frustrated, okay? So when it comes to a product, whether you're creating it or you're buying into it, you want to make sure you know what the issue is that you're having and what's the reason for why you're buying this product. Finding the issue. You need to know what the problem is, what needs to happen, how you will execute the issue, and what's the core problem solving that this product is doing that's going to make people happy that they bought it. The next thing you need to know is knowing at least 3 things you need to achieve with this product. The price has to be low, the quality has to be good, and it has to be something that works in a faster time frame. Testing the idea, you need to know how it's going to be used and what are you selling it for? Where are you going to put it? You have to do surveys of people who purchased it. And you have to at least use it for what you're selling it for at least 2 weeks or 30 plus days to see if this is something that's actually going to live up to its function. When it comes to knowing your competition for your product, you have to know who's creating something similar, who tried something similar and it failed, and you need to know why it failed. You need to know how did they make it. You need to know why is it better, and you need to know what you can learn from that product from your competition. It could be a service or it can be a tangible item. When it comes to your supplies, you need to rethink your supplies. After you've seen other people's products, after you've seen what you're creating, rethink what you're creating and how you're creating it to make sure you can compete with what's already on the market. That might be you looking into better resources to get your products from. That might be you using better materials. That might be you putting it in closer range of different demographics. But you really don't want to put something that's too expensive in the wrong area and wondering why it's not leaving the shelves, because people cannot afford what they cannot afford. So you will not find a Apple store in a high poverty area, because that's not where the people are that may shop at an Apple store. So you have to be very strategic on where you put your product. And lastly, review your price point. You want to make sure you can pay the people who are helping you create the item. You want to make sure you can pay yourself. You want to make sure you can buy more material or products with the price point that you're selling that one product for at least once or twice. Okay? And when you... Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podden, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website, because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time, because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show. Use a system, because you create your own system as you go through this process for your product or service. You know what you're doing. You get a better idea as to what your boundaries are in pricing, what your boundaries are in time, and how you can deliver the best quality item based upon the research you've done. So this is why you can't just say, I'm going to start a business because I have a great idea. Everybody that has a great idea doesn't know how to start a business, doesn't know how to run a business. Sometimes you have to have a partner who can listen to your idea and put that idea in process. And the process is part of this, okay? So when it comes to any product that you have in your home, whether it's a paper towel holder, whether it's a shoehorn, whether it's a charger, there's a reason why you can go on a website and buy a charger that is supposedly supposed to charge a certain device that you have that costs $10 versus you going to the actual store of the item that you have and paying $35 for a charger. You know that $35 charger is going to last you longer. You don't have to question if it's going to work. You don't have to question if it's going to break fast. But it's just more money. You also understand that that $10 charger might be less money, but it's a quick fix, but it's also a temporary fix. And you know one day it's not going to work. So you really have to make a deciding factor based upon your needs and your wants and quality over time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope anybody out here creating a product or a service, you understand that there is a process to solving human problems, which is why we buy shit. We buy things to solve something that we feel that we're missing or something that we need. If I see a product and I don't feel like I need it, and I don't feel like it's going to do something better for me, then it's probably going to stay on the shelf and it's not going to sell. If I see your artwork and I don't see why I need it in my home, or I don't see why how I can utilize it, it's probably not going to sell because I don't find a need for it, okay? As creators, we have to create things that we may want to give for some type of profit, but we also have to be able to sell it to where people feel like they need it or they want it. Peace.